Russia on Saturday joined the global chorus of calls for India and Pakistan to douse simmering tensions sparked by the deadly Pahalgam rampage as Pakistani leaders reached out to more world leaders in their ongoing diplomatic push to de-escalate the situation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rang up his Indian counterpart S. Jaishankar to discuss simmering tensions which threatened to trigger military hostilities between the two arch-nemeses. They discussed issues of Russian-Indian cooperation and the aggravation of Indian-Pakistani relations following the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, India's Ani reported, quoting a Russian foreign ministry statement. Sergei Lavrov called for settling disagreements between New Delhi and Islamabad on a bilateral basis by political and diplomatic means per the provisions of the Simla Agreement of 1972 and the Lahore Declaration of 1999, it added. Lavrov's call came a day after EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas telephoned Foreign Minister Ishak Dar and Indian External Affairs Minister Jaishankar to urge both sides to show restraint and pursue dialogue to ease the situation. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance also said that his country hoped India's response to the Pahalgam incident does not lead to a broader regional conflict. Despite its historically warm ties with India, dating back to the Cold War era, Russia's emphasis on diplomacy hints at caution as New Delhi's tilt toward Washington fails to pay off. While top U.S. leaders, including President Donald Trump, strongly condemned the attack, labeling it terror and unconscionable, they stopped short of explicitly pointing finger at Pakistan. Unlike past administrations that readily invoked the nuclear flashpoint rhetoric over Kashmir, Trump's lukewarm remarks also suggested a notable cooling of urgency. India's diplomatic push lost further steam as it struggled to publicly offer evidence to substantiate its allegation of Pakistan's involvement in the Pahalgam killings. The lack of tangible proof cast a long shadow of doubt, and what New Delhi had hoped would be a rallying cry instead became a whimper. Meanwhile, Islamabad has been working the phones, reaching out to friendly states and Western nations, making sure its side of the story is registered as India weaponizes the Indus Waters Treaty. On Saturday, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif reiterated Pakistan's demand for a neutral investigation, accusing India of hurling baseless allegations. During a meeting with the ambassador of the Republic of Turkey, Dr. Irfan Nesaroglu, the premier stressed Pakistan's consistent and principled condemnation of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, according to a statement issued by his office.